This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is a special message for everyone who's been following the Tafsir series on Muslim matters. Alhamdulillah, 2 years ago, this is something that we initiated in the month of Ramadan for everyone to be able to enjoy a consistent study of the Book of Allah throughout the month of Ramadan. We had the thematic Tafsir series 2 years ago. Last year, alhamdulillah, we had the Tafsir series covering Surah Yasin. Alhamdulillah, I've gotten a lot of very encouraging feedback throughout the year, the rest of the year, even outside of Ramadan, where people have been forming groups, particularly sisters. They memorize Surah Yasin, they study each session, and they get together and have group sessions. And alhamdulillah, it's been continuing. This Ramadan, we had the tafsir of Surah Maryam, and which has now, alhamdulillah, come to a close. So just wanted to give a special salam and a special shout out to everyone who followed the series. As you can see, I'm here in Mecca, alhamdulillah, here at the Baytullah at Kaaba. So you're probably wondering, how are the tafsir series going on? Because it looks like I'm recording in America, but then I'm here in Mecca performing Umrah. Well, that's something for me to know and you to find out, basically. I'm going to leave it at that. So I'm going to let you guys figure out exactly how that works and how we made that happen. But alhamdulillah, we are here. And I just wanted to give a little bit of a last encouraging message here at the end of the Tafsir series. You know, Surah Maryam, as we talked about in the very first introductory session, and actually throughout the series, Surah Maryam was revealed in the Meccan era. It was revealed at that, you know, fifth year of the Meccan era, the Prophet ﷺ's message and mission in Mecca. And it was revealed at a very difficult time. And that's why Surah Maryam is Surah Rahmah. It's a Surah of mercy. And it's constantly consoling and strengthening the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims, the believers' resolve. And, you know, just think about it. The Surah was revealed at a time when oppression was starting, oppression was happening. And now look at this scene behind us. I mean, we're here in the month of Ramadan. I'm literally telling you, there are millions of people here. When Salah happens, the whole masjid is full, three floors. People are stacked up outside the masjid, into the street. I mean, the camera's panning and you're getting a look at the roof of the masjid. This is like 8 a.m. Fajr has been over for a couple of hours. And there are still this many people here all the time. I mean, just imagine what a legacy has been left behind and how all the promises of Allah and all the blessings of Allah came to fruition. You know, at the end of Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ سَيَجَعَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. That as long as people will believe and continue to do good, Allah will create love for them. The love of Allah, the love of the Messenger, the love of the house of Allah, love amongst each other, love as an ummah, love in the hearts of humanity. And you see that love manifest here today. So just wanted to say salam to everyone, thank everyone for following the series. I want you to continue, go back and watch the series over again. I want you to open up the Quran and read Surah Maryam now that you've watched the series, you've heard the tafsir of it. I want you to memorize this surah and then read it in your salah, within your prayers, and enjoy the fruits, enjoy the khushu' in salah that you get when you understand what you're reading. And most importantly, then I want you to share not just these videos, but the message and the lessons that you've learned. I want you to share it with people far and wide. Share it with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, with Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Let's inshallah share the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of establishing and growing and nurturing our own faith, our own iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of our success in this life and in the hereafter. And lastly, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us the ability to continue this tradition on in following Ramadans, in successive Ramadans, for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that we keep this tradition going of the Tafsir series in the month of Ramadan and even beyond that inshaAllah. Before I do end, I wanted to acknowledge everyone who alhamdulillah played a very vital, very pivotal role in making this series a possibility. You see my face on the camera and you hear my voice talking, but realize there are a lot of other people who put in a lot of hard work to make this all possible. I do want to acknowledge some of them today. There's Brother Abdullah from Salam Studios who records and edits and uploads everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. He has sleepless nights making sure that you get these sessions. There is the Quran Weekly team, Brother Mihrab and the Quran Weekly team, who recorded the Tafsir Surah Maryam series. They actually recorded it and handed it over to Brother Abdullah at Salam Studios for him to be able to edit and put it online. There is the whole Muslim Matters team. Countless brothers and sisters that I don't even know all of them by name, but the whole Muslim Matters team, mashallah, who make sure that the posts are scheduled and that they are delivered to you and brought to you and made available to you on time. And lastly, my own family as well, who mashallah, they make the sacrifice of me spending hours and hours and hours with my face buried in tafsir books and me spending then hours on top of that delivering these series. They make all of that possible, and they, alhamdulillah, sacrifice that time. That is really due to them, but they sacrifice that time so that all of us can benefit, alhamdulillah. So please remember all of them in your prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bless all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from all of us, and may Allah allow us to remain students of His book and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. I'm going to request the cameraman to just let you take a look a couple of seconds longer at something a little bit nicer than my face.